Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
The question now, of course, is what needs to be done to potentially stabilize the area? Willem Els is a senior training coordinator on terrorism and explosives at the Transnation Threats and International Crimes Program. He is joining us on the line this morning. A very good morning to you, and thanks for taking the time to speak to us.
Good morning to you.
So what is the current status in the region? Because we sort of hear about it. Crosses our news desks and then it disappears again. What is the current situation in Cabo Delgado?
Okay, that's a very good question. You know, information is not very forthcoming from the region due to the blackout on journalists being there as well as researchers. But some is coming through and we work with that. So our latest information is that the area is still under control, Masombora Praia, and that area is still under the control of the insurgents. We also know that there were about two or three attacks since the weekend on various villages. There's also a drive from the military to try to retake areas that were lost. But we see that they make some gains, and then just a week or two later, the insurgents push back, and then they retake it. So it's almost a seesaw situation between the government forces and the insurgents at the moment in Cabo Delgado.
So what needs to be done, or what can be done to try and stabilize this area? Is it possible to get rid of the insurgents at this point?
It's always possible, but you know, in Africa, we do not have a very good history of dealing with insurgents, mainly because we normally tend to go in with a very one-dimensional approach of a military, high-handed approach by the military and the police. We at the ISS, we've been promoting for some time that we have to have a holistic approach. First of all, these insurgents cannot operate in an area where they don't have the support of the local people. So one of the major drives that needs to be taken by a government is to win back the hearts and the minds of the people. Now, we know that is very difficult when you have these insurgents dominating areas. So in first place, they will have to beef up the intelligence, and then they have to deploy adequate resources in order to stabilize the situation before they can then move in with humanitarian assistance, uplifting, etc., etc. So, unfortunately, you have to work it in stages.
And in terms of international assistance?
Okay, we see that the Americans have already sent in some trainers. The Portuguese trainers are on the ground. The European Union also promised some trainers. So we see what they want to do, and that is also at request of the Frelimo government, is that they want capacity building because there's a severe lack in skills at the moment within the military. So at the moment, that is what the international community is doing. We know that SADC itself, we had a summit over the weekend, or just before the weekend, and it was a double troika, so it was quite important from a SADC perspective to have it. We see that President Nyusi actually requested it. So there seems to be some political will from the Mozambican side to solve the situation and to involve the international community. As President Nyusi also mentioned in his opening address to the Central Committee meeting, that no country can fight terrorism alone. So there seems to be an intention that he wants to involve the international community. What we would actually like to see is that the SADC become more involved, as we believe this is a regional challenge that should be addressed by the region.
Yeah, and if this is left, or not left, because no one's really leaving it, but if this carries on like this, does it have the potential to do significant damage, or is it likely to the whole region, to SADC, or is it likely to remain within that space?
Now we see that it has already escalated into a regional perspective. There are many fighters there from Somalia. There are many fighters that have been arrested from Tanzania. from Burundi, from DRC. There are some indications that there are South Africans that are fighting there. So we have a challenge that those people will, obviously, if they are not killed in combat, they might return to their countries at some stage, and then, you know, they might spread the ideology, and also well, what is going on there might be replicated in their country. So that is a threat, as well as economically. You know, South Africa invested heavily in the liquid natural gas, as well as in the ruby mining, and you know it leaves the door open for severe losses on the South African side and the Mozambican side because of their investment, and also in the international side if we cannot stabilize the situation because we saw that your big role players like Total has actually put everything on hold, and they are not eager to return and continue with the exploration of these resources until the situation has been stabilized.
Very, very concerning indeed. It is 8:40. Unfortunately, it is where we need to leave it. William Els, he's a senior training coordinator on terrorism and explosives at the Transnational Threats and International Crimes Program.